Welcome to the Wally Show After Castle, the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I came across this article that I found interesting because there's a lot of talk about minimum wage and how companies are paying $15 an hour for, you know, fast food work or more and still can't get people to apply or come in. It's crazy that it's gone up that high. But that's not even minimum wage. I came across this article that was a distinction. And what made me start thinking of this too is like we bought eggs the other day. Six eggs was $3. Like, so their prices are up 50%. Milk is up. And I started thinking about, man, how do people, that inflation has gotten so out of control, and I don't see it shrinking back down. Like, it's like, once you get used to paying that, it will always be that. Like, I don't see us going to now all of a sudden eggs drop way back down just because companies make money and they get used to it.
Yeah. But I mean, if it gets too ridiculous, people are going to be like, come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we'll see, you know, but then there are words like poverty wage and minimum wage and living wage that are being thrown around now. And so I did a little digging in this because that made me kind of interested in this. Like, a poverty wage is the level of pay that a full-time worker would make if that kept them at or below the poverty line, you know, and that the poverty line is what the government sets up. They say this amount of money is considered poor. So for one person living in America by themselves, what do you think the average yearly income would qualify you to be at poverty level?
20,000 a year?
20,000, okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That doesn't sound about right. Well, you guys are bougie.
Really?
20,000 is as high.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured.
Boy, you guys, were you born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
I figured it was because it's so close to, you know, it's like over a, in my head, maybe it's, is it under a grand a month? I mean,
it's
closer
just
to.
Just a little over. It's 13.9.
Okay.
13.9 is what they consider poverty level for a person living in the United States.
So what does that make in a year?
$13,900 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is something that's like so interesting because that can be so different for like whatever city you live into.
For sure.
Because like Nashville is so much more expensive than, you know,
we'll get into that in another way.
I'm very interested.
Yeah. Like that $13.9 a year is $6.80 an hour is what you're making.
Man.
You guys want to know what I made my first job, my first radio job? I was so happy to be in radio. I couldn't believe it. I came out of college. Gavin and I were just talking about his thing. Like right before he came to this job for an interview, where did you interview?
I was interviewing at Safe Flight.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. Yeah. And so I had my interviews like at a copier sales company and Enterprise and all of these things that they just take people out of college that are desperate for a job, you know. And so thank goodness you didn't pick the Safe Flight job.
I'm super grateful.
Yeah, this is way better than
a
Safe Flight job. But, you know.
You didn't tell us.
Oh, how much I made?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were.
I know, I forgot where I was. Honestly, I got lost. Sometimes I go on a little journey and I get lost in the woods. And so I made $18,000 a year. That was my first job.
And which it comes out to what a month?
Not a lot. You know, so 18 divided by 12 after taxes. And then I had taxes coming out too. Like I made nothing, you know.
My first job, I made $7.50.
An hour. So you would have been just above poverty level.
Yeah, and I had to pay insurance on top of that
because
they didn't offer insurance.
Sure.
Well, do you know what the minimum wage is currently?
Oh, man, it's high.
$15 an hour.
$13.50?
No. Well, the national federal minimum wage has not increased.
Oh,
and it hasn't officially become like $15. They've been trying to. I think it's still
$7.25. Oh, man.
And so a lot of companies, though, went, okay, we're doing a minimum wage of $15 an hour. That became kind of an average for that. Target, I guess, upped their minimum payment to $24 an hour.
What?
Which, yeah, I mean, considering.
What?
When I was younger, like I came from a construction family.
Gavin's gonna look like they have any openings.
You've just like opened my weekends up.
Gavin's like, I got a red shirt. I could do this. Yeah, and so maybe that's not everywhere. The article I read said that's what they were doing was $24 an hour. You know, what did you just Google?
Just like the quick Google on Target minimum wage is talking about the minimum wage. It says it ranges from $15 to $24 an hour. I'm very curious to know like what you have to do to make
$24
an hour because that's livable.
I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
when I was, I came from a construction family. And so if you were an operator of heavy machinery, okay, not just stocking shelves at a thing, like you had to spend years getting good at and proficient at, they call it finish operator. So like you could, you know, do it perfectly and do it beautifully. Mm-hmm. You would make $20 an hour if you could operate at such a high level of skill. It took years to get good at it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, and now you go to McDonald's and you can make $15 an hour. It's mm-hmm. crazy. And still have bad service. I think that's what frustrates me inside of the upping the minimum wage. I think what frustrates me is if all of a sudden we were paying people better and getting better quality people and better service out of it, absolutely, I would be far more. But when you pay somebody $15 an hour and they still feel entitled and they still treat you like garbage, mm-hmm. you're like, man, that's hard. Like, it's hard to have compassion, you know, inside of that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that's the minimum wage. But now here's the living wage, all right? So a living wage is a pay rate that would allow a given worker or household to afford the basic needs, food, housing, health care, transportation, you know, have a car, be able to drive, you know, maybe not two, but one, you know, mm-hmm. like the basics, you know, mm-hmm. and so not living extravagantly. But this is what was interesting. The living wage for a household with one adult and no children.
Okay.
If you are living in New York City, what do you think you have to make an hour?
Oh, my goodness. An hour?
Yeah, an hour. This is the hourly rate.
Good night.
20.
40.
Yeah, you would think 40 an hour.
It's probably lower.
Betty was closer. 22.70.
Which is like very good in other, would be very like good in other places.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean,
but not in New York.
And that's, well, to live in something that's like 300 square feet.
Well, New York City too. Like a lot of people that work, say at Burger King in New York City, they live in Brooklyn and they take the train yeah. in. You can't, the city is so expensive to try to live there and work there. Mm-hmm. You have to be making more than this because you also, you have state tax, you have federal tax, and you have city tax. Like they get
they
you,
city
they
tax?
Have a city tax. They get you every time you turn around there. And so a lot of people live outside of the city just to afford to live.
Yeah, one of my best friends, her brother used to live in New York, and he had an apartment over there that did not have it had no bathroom. It had a communal bathroom.
Oh, it's the worst.
And he was still paying over what I paid for my two-bedroom,
yeah.
two-bath.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to, like, if he wanted to go to the bathroom, he had to go outside, take a stairwell all the way down. And then go to the bathroom.
The tough thing to do when it's like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
and you're getting up for mm-hmm.
yeah.
your midnight bathroom break.
Those are the things like kidney problems are made of. You know, like I just wouldn't go.
At that point, I would just get a bedpan. You,
yeah,
a
that's
seriously.
A great point.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Porta potty in your own.
Yeah, I when my daughter was wanting to go to New York and we were trying to explain to her what you would be living in and how it would work.
She did want to go?
Oh, yeah. She originally was going to go to college there and then she changed her mind. But we were like, look, living in New York poor is not fun. Like, if you're rich, it's great. So we went to IKEA and we're like, okay, look at these IKEA. This is your entire apartment and this would be generous. Because what they do is they go, this is 385 square feet and they have it decorated perfectly.
Yep.
And everything's in place and they design the space so that it's perfect. But when you go buy an apartment in New York, like I watched a video the other day at TikTok of someone in their apartment that they were paying over $1,500 a month for, and they stretched their arms out and they could almost touch both walls. It was just a shoebox straight. And it just, same thing, bathroom issues and everything in one room. And like they chose to live like that. It's crazy. But that, we're talking about that same living wage in Montana. That 22 an hour turns into 16 an hour is what you have to have in Montana to have a living wage and stuff.
It's higher than I thought.
Depends on where you live that, you know.
But I think it goes expensive. Back to where are these people that, and I've had this question for a while, like where are these people that used to work in customer service and what are they doing now?
Because right, where'd they go?
Yeah,
right.
There's so many signs out there in front of so many businesses saying hiring now, $15 a month. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, 2-3 years ago, you were finding people that were there and they were giving you adequate customer service and making less. So what are they doing
right
now?
Did
how
everyone
are they, how are they paying their bills?
Everyone became an influencer. Everyone just started going, no, I don't know. I cannot tell you where people went. I don't even know that the government can tell you where people went, other than The one thing I think is that, because you could make the argument, well, the stimulus money, no, that ran out. Like, mm-hmm. people already spent that, you know, so that's not keeping them afloat. I think a lot of people determined, and they made lifestyle changes during COVID and went, I don't care about making a lot of money anymore. So where you might have had one per, so like you say, okay, I don't see my Dunkin' Donut lady anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, she might have been married. And lived and chose to live with her husband, and her husband made enough so that they could afford for her to not work anymore, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so they just downsize, and one person works instead of two, and they choose to have less.
But I wonder, with inflation, is that going to force people to have to get back out?
It will.
Get other jobs, you know.
And hopefully they will.
That could be the byproduct of inflation, is people, like the workforce, maybe improving a little bit, you know. And mm-hmm. so I don't know. It's kind of a crazy thing. I love hypocrisy. I'm a big fan of it when I see it, not in my own self, but when
I
see it.
You love the ability to call it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is why I love this story. So the Biden administration, it's really funny. Do you guys remember when Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and offices were being raided for classified documents they said he stole? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Had to do with his son, didn't it?
So they go through all of it. No, it was him. Oh. They go through all of his stuff. And so I don't remember what they determined. They still haven't charged him yet, and they didn't find the smoking gun they were looking for. You know, they were looking for like something really incriminating, mm-hmm. didn't find it. Well, now the Republicans control the House, and there's an investigation into Joe Biden because he had offices during the Obama administration that he held, and somebody found classified documents in his offices. A la Trump stuff. Like, so the thing that like he and his administration were vilifying Trump for did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry, forgot. And I know, and now they're distancing. Oh, they're not important. They weren't really anything. Yeah. And that's what Trump was saying about his stuff, you know. But it's so funny that like they all do the same stuff, but they all blame each other for this. And again, I'm not even a Trump supporter, but I hate hypocrisy more than I dislike other people's politics.
When you're pointing fingers at someone and claiming they're doing an injustice, but yet you're doing the very same thing.
Right. Yeah. So Trump weighed in on his social media site. When is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House? What? So he's doing a victory lap on it, which is really funny.
Gosh, when is the next presidency? Like, when is the next voting?
24.
Yeah, we have this year, and then all the way through next year.
Mm. So we're not far off from like debates and
it's going to ramp up.
Yeah, we're already getting that sense.
You basically 2 years out is when a lot of this stuff starts, and then the final year is just nutso. Mm. But yeah, so there's going to be a lot of that coming up this year.
Fun times.
There you go. All right, what do you got, Lady Rock?
There's an actor, Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, no, you crushed it. Like, we were talking about it. I forgot this was a story. We were talking about it today in the office, and she goes, oh, there's a story about it, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nicely done. Like, I couldn't pronounce that guy's name, and you crushed
it. Well, it's
it
because,
times.
But I was saying it wrong. I was saying Kumail Nanjiani, but it's actually Kumail Nanjiani.
It's Kumail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I mean. Know. Either way. Nanjiani. You never had to tell us. I would have bought it either way.
Anyways, he was born in Pakistan and now is a very popular actor in Hollywood. And he actually is playing. Currently, he's playing the role of a bad guy in a Hulu series. It's not anything that I want to tell you
promote,
the title of because you shouldn't watch it.
Okay.
But he plays a bad guy in it. So he actually wants to play more villain roles.
Okay.
The problem is that he said Hollywood isn't interested in him because he's not white. Now you think, oh, he's playing the race card. Yeah. No, he's actually not, because the reason Hollywood is not interested in hiring him for any villain cast is because he is Pakistani.
Right.
And so
because they're so woke, they don't want to look
so
like racist.
So they don't want to look like a racist. So now they're looking like racist.
Yeah,
so he's frustrated with the whole situation. You're like, well, why? Like, he's got a villain character already. But the villain character that he plays in this Hulu series I was telling you about, it's actually based on a true story. Mm. And the villain was actually from India.
Oh, so it kind of makes sense.
He says, had that real person that he's playing not actually been a person of color, it probably would have been given to a white
person. So funny. Your wokeness is actually keeping people from getting roles, and the people that you're trying to protect and help are actually not going to because you're so woke. Yep. Woke is a joke. It's like, oh, it's so funny to me. That is so funny to me.
But I get it because there's so many people that... You know, if a director or casting, whatever, they hired, let's say, like this Kumail Nanjiani and gave him a really bad character role, you know that there'd be people out there being like, oh, I'm so offended. Oh, exactly, like, why would you give that role to a person of color? Like, that's so rude. You're being racist.
They wouldn't think, he chose that role.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're actually, those people that are trying to stand up for the people of color are actually doing them an injustice.
Disservice,
because now those people of color can't get the roles that they actually want because those that are in charge don't want to look racist.
The other irony of this, without sounding the super, you know, white racist card, is like that it's okay if you're a white guy to be evil, and that makes sense. No one's going to say boo about a white guy being put in a negative light. Mm-hmm. But we do that with every other race now because everything's become so sensitive about everything, and everyone's getting offended for everyone. Did we talk about this the other day? I don't know. I watched a TikTok video. This guy wore a sombrero and had maracas and a poncho on, and he went to a college, and he was like, is my outfit offensive? And they're like, yes, absolutely. It's cultural appropriation. It's offensive. I'm offended right now that you would wear this outfit and stuff like that. And he's like, okay. And he just did that. And then he goes down the street to a street fair where there was like all this, like a Mexican street fair and all this music. And he goes to all these Mexican people and he's like, is my outfit offensive? And they're like, you look great. You look great. That's really nice. Nice outfit. You know, they're like, very cool. And so it's so funny that it was all these white people and there was a couple black people and stuff like that. Everyone is offended for everybody else's race. And then the people that would, okay, now you have the right to say I'm offended or not when he goes to these Mexican people. And they're like, no, it's great. Not a problem at all. You know, and it just goes to show that we spend so much time being offended for people making issues where their issues aren't necessarily there. Mm-hmm. When they are, absolutely, we need to take all of that race stuff super seriously. Mm-hmm. But when you make everything a race issue, nothing is a race issue.
Right. You have to be very careful with what you consider racist.
Absolutely.
So I agree. Yeah.
There you go. That's a great story.
Now, I would like to also let all our potties know that that story that I just gave was not the one that I've been waiting to have a conversation
about. Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't have time. We don't have time today.
I kind of feel like Lindsay Buckingham on SNL when they do What's Up With That with Kenan Thompson. Do you remember this? So Kenan Thompson has always got Lindsay Buckingham as one of his guests. And he's like, and then, like, as he's introducing him, he's like, and then Lindsay, he's going to come later and sing the alphabet backwards. And he has all of these guests coming in and he saves Lindsay for last. And at the end,
he bumps him.
Oh, Lindsay, I forgot. Oh, we ran out of time. Lindsay, don't be mad. Don't be mad.
That's
I feel
funny.
Like Lindsay Buckingham right now. But it is a very important conversation I would like to have.
And tomorrow.
But Wally wanted to have this Kumail Nanjiani conversation.
This was fascinating to me. And so we'll just keep bumping this. And then one day when we do that story, you guys are going to be beyond disappointed, probably.
No, it's important.
We've done
it's
this a couple times.
Yeah, we bumped a story for 6 months one time, and then we finally did it. And
but
it
that
just,
was on the air.
And it this just kind of, it just was like, eh. Didn't respond well.
I don't even know what the story is that we've bumped.
I've already forgotten it.
Yeah,
but
I don't even know.
But one day it's going to be glorious.
I can't wait.
It is.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe.
Maybe someday in the future.
Don't hold your breath.
Let's do some birthdays.
All right. We've got one, and it is from Jennifer. She said, I actually forgot to submit myself, so her birthday was yesterday.
Oh, forgot your own birthday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. She said, well, getting older is not easy. Bless. We have a question from Angela that I would like to ask everyone. Her question is, what do you hope to accomplish this year?
Oh, that's good.
So 2023, is there something you want to accomplish that you've been putting off?
Oh, putting off.
Boy, I had my big projects, and I got little projects still that I want to do, so nothing like major. I think I I want to like schedule my vacations and enjoy some vacation time.
That's a great idea.
I kind of want to balance that out more throughout the year because I always hold stuff and then I take it all at the end and I get kind of chippy towards the end of the year. I'd like to balance that out. I'd like to travel a little bit more this year. I think when I'm in a better place mentally from all that, it makes me better at this job too.
I agree.
You know, it makes me better to be around, obviously.
For all of us though.
Yeah. I think that's something I would like to do.
I would like to accomplish learning how to sew.
Oh, lock picking. Yes. I forgot about that. Yes.
I'm shocked you that you forgot. It,
not yet. That's
you haven't ordered it?
I didn't because
you talked such a big game.
You almost missed a break on the air because you were so passionate about ordering it.
Okay. Here's why I didn't order it. Because I went to the wood store that day and I didn't buy chisels I wanted to buy because they were like $140. And I'm like, so I backed out on those. And so then I couldn't justify spending $40 on the thing I'm going to use for 5 minutes and then quit because I know I won't be good at it. And then, because then that will keep me from buying the chisels because I'm like, I just wasted $40.
You know what you should do instead?
What?
You should make your own
lockpick set.
Yeah. Because talk about the pride you'll have in that.
Yeah.
The pride you'll have in that when you can unlock or pick a lock with something you've actually made.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
And let there be stakes to it, too. Like, lock yourself out of your house. Like, keys, throw them in there.
Yes,
lock
exactly.
yourself out.
Set the inside on fire with my cat in it. So then I have to get in there.
Timer, yes, put it,
yes,
yeah.
yes, yes, yes.
Ingenious. I'm sorry, Rock, what were you saying you want to get good at?
I want to learn how to sew.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, you should.
Well, because I was on TikTok, and there's a woman that she'll go to thrift stores, and she'll buy things that are, like, name brand things, but she'll alter them and make baby clothes out of them. Mm-hmm. And they are so cute. And she makes really good money from it. And not that I'm looking to make really good money from it, but I just think, like right now I do puzzles and I really enjoy it, but there's nothing that comes from that.
You don't get anything out of it.
Usually you finish it, it's done.
And then I just take it apart and I sell it. Yeah. But I would like to instead have something that I actually can see and be proud of, and maybe it could...
I made
Bring
Betty Rock a dress. Were you here for that?
I don't think so, but you can sew, right?
Yeah, I can, but I'm not great at it, but I can do it. Well, actually, like my wife quilts, but she has a really nice sewing machine, and she could show you the basics. She doesn't do like the fabrics and makes clothes, so you could do that, but she could definitely show you the basics to get you started, and she would be more than happy to do that.
I think the first step would be getting a sewing machine.
She helped me, and they're expensive. Like you can get a cheap one at Walmart, but like one, like a, if you're going to really get into it, surprisingly expensive.
But it's kind of like that thing like you're talking about with lock picking. Like, what if I buy it and I'm not good at it or I don't like it?
That's why I'm saying you should like borrow Marty's or come over and make something, like get everything together and make something there and see if you like it first before you spend the money on it. Mm. Because then you'll know.
Yeah.
Like, it was way harder than I thought. That dress I made you, I was surprised. Like, I put darts in it and stuff like that. I had to learn a bunch of stuff. And so I'm like YouTubing things to
like
learn how to do it.
As you were making it? Or the end product had darts in it?
It has darts. It's like a seam you put in
there.
Oh,
okay.
Not
just like
throwing darts.
Yeah,
no. What I pictured.
Yeah, Zach, Gavin's like, see, I'm more manly than you. So
that's all I wanted to say.
I put darts in it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's worth doing. Gavin.
This one is more like idealistic. It's solidify a friend group. Because we have...
You're in flux. I get it.
We have good friends here in Nashville that I've loved since we've gotten here. Our best friends... You know, we met probably 4 or 5 months into this journey. And for us, we don't get to see them too often. And with that group, we've never formed more than just like the four of us. And I am content with just a number like four, like our best friends in the world.
Yeah.
But they live 2.5 hours away. So I can't really lean into that as the friend group per se. But there's this group that we've met recently. There's 8 of us that I'm having over for a game night on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'll tell you.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's how you weed out the ones you don't want to be around.
Yeah.
Like the super competitive ones that get jerky, they're out.
Maybe. But that's
take
that
it from
why
me.
You don't have a group.
No, my group just left me. Take it from me. Have a backup group. Have a couple irons in the fire for sure.
I'm not, in my head, I'm not saying that I'm like, I want this specific group to be it. But in my head, it's like, I would love it if we solidified this group that we spent more time with, because it feels like the ones we love here, we kind of only hang out once every month or two sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's no fault on their part. They just have crazy life. Jobs.
Yeah. Life
gets in the way.
Find your people and then beg them not to leave you, like Gregor Bears.
Oh, poor Greg.
I know. Poor Greg. Poor me.
My bad.
He's moving
sorry.
To the mountains.
I meant you.
He's living his best life.
You can aww. Follow him.
Well, maybe he's sad, too. Have you asked him?
No. We don't talk about things like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like an Irish goodbye kind of situation?
What's that mean?
Means like where you just walk out and not say bye.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's not goodbye. It's just see you later.
Yeah. Aww. We were already planning. We went to dinner the other night and Molly was like, because if you haven't listened or don't know, like our best friends are moving to Utah to be closer to their daughter. But Molly was like, yeah, we got to get something on the books for you guys to come out to Utah because we still want to travel with them. Like, we like traveling, but because they're sinking all this money into a house and things like that, and they're getting their lives out there mm-hmm. and then trying to move like her mom out there with them, like they're not going to be traveling much.
Trips right. are
and,
on hold for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, well, come on out to Utah, and which I love Utah, but this year I wanted to do some trips out of the country and things mm-hmm. like that. And so when she's like, we got to get something on the books, and Marty and I both just kind of were like, yeah, you know, because we didn't know what our travel looked like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, we will. We just got to figure out the time. So we're going to put something on the books for like midsummer to go out there and see him and go ride and stuff. So it'll be fun. But
how will you ride if you sell your bicycle?
Well, he's got four, you know, and I'll use one of his or I'll rent one. Like I'll rent an e-bike out there. He has an e-bike too.
And so I assumed you guys would fly
versus
driving.
It's too far to drive.
You are not going to sell your e-bikes, right?
Like, I might. I'm still on the fence.
Really? Like, seriously?
If somebody offered me $5,000 for the two of them right now, I would take it.
Oh, for both of them?
Okay. For both of them, yeah. Because, like, they're both in great... Marty's is brand new. She's ridden it three times. but if I got $5,000 for them, and mine's worth about three, and even that, I mean, if I... And all my gear and stuff like that, okay. Like, I could get more for it, but if I wanted to sell it quickly...
Because you've said that, like, doing, you know, it's not a thing you do on your own,
That's the problem. I like it. I still like it. But when you go out on your own, and it's easy to get hurt, you know, and that's the problem. Like, if you fall off.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I mean, yeah. So
awkward to, like, search for your next e-bike or
riding buddy.
Riding buddy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like a thing feels like you'd be forcing it.
Oh, Flyboy Dean, the Delta flight attendant guy that we're friends with, he hit me up. He's like, don't sell your bikes. I'll do layovers in Nashville and come ride with you because he rides.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I thought that was funny. I'm like, that's so nice of you, but I need someone that's in my life all the time. Dean's like, I'll move.
Oh my gosh.
New best friend. I'm taking auditions. All right. So I think that's going to do it for your aftercast for today. Thank you so much for listening to this nonsense, and thanks for being a potty.